You with the headphones. What are you doing Wednesday, the 30th at 5 p.m. Pacific time?
Are you hanging out with us? Because you could be.
Yeah. We're doing another live hangout for our patrons. Head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how to join. And as such, it is her duty to carry the ring
to Mordor.
To Mordor and to Mount Doom. Yeah. That's how doctors work.
That's what
this
the
is
MD
We Have Concerns.
For.
MD stands for Mount Doom. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff?
Yeah?
On the scale of people.
Oh, people scale. Yeah, gotcha.
On the total scale of human beings,
mm-hmm.
How many percents are you better human than?
How
would
many
you say?
Ooh, wow. That's really getting to the heart of it. I feel like that's a tough question because it would reveal, my honest answer may reveal a certain level of conceit.
Yeah.
A certain level of... you know, an inflated sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say 99%. I don't know. I think I'm in a solid 60th percentile.
Yeah.
I think so.
I put myself right around halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of great people out there. I don't think.
Oh, I think so too. But do you think you think 40%, more than 40% of the people are better than you?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
No, you don't give yourself enough credit.
Like overall better. We're not talking about specific traits, you know,
yeah, in general, better than
just in general,
just
overall,
a better person.
If you took every possible way to measure a human,
I think I'm in the 60th percentile.
I'm going to say about 50%. I'm a little shorter than you.
Like physically.
Yeah,
I think that
counts.
If you're
listing every possible way.
But that's tall is not inherently better.
No, tall is not inherently better, but I'm a little on the shorter side. I got bad knees.
Oh, I see.
I'm not smarter than most.
I think you're smarter than most.
No.
Yeah, you
surely
are.
Not. Definitely not stronger than most.
No, neither am I.
Not nicer than most.
I think you're nicer than most.
You're nicer than most.
I think I am nicer than most, but I think you're also nicer than
you're
most.
You're also humbler than most.
You're nicer than you give yourself credit for.
Potentially, but then I'm also like, hey man, if this is all true, then my ability to realistically perceive myself is not as good as most.
Yeah, that dings us both,
that
I think.
That dings us both. Here's why I'm asking. This is a story that was posted on the Facebook group by Jason Martin.
Jason.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. You can post things on the group as well. Go to facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. Also a great place to just chat.
Just hang out. Just do Facebook stuff.
Just like give up all your personal information, but do it with the right group of people.
Yeah, this group of people you can trust with your personal info.
Do it with other concerned citizens. But this is a story that says scientists think they're more rational than most people.
More rational?
Yes.
By definition, aren't they more rational than most people?
Well, it's interesting, Jeff, because how do you define rational?
Well, now you're just fucking with me. Now you're just in my head, making me doubt and freak out about what is rational. Am I rational? Is this a rational question? What's happening?
Here's what's up. They took two groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And by they, I mean the shadowy triumvirate that kidnaps two groups of people at night. and occasionally gives them quizzes.
That is an odd experience if you've ever been captured.
Also known as Tilburg University in the Netherlands.
So this is scientists studying scientists.
Scientists on scientist action.
You gotta tamp that down.
The most beautiful kind of action. if you go to Google and turn off safe search and look up scientist on scientist action.
Woo! The white coats are just a tumbling.
Love it.
Yeah.
So no, they grabbed
the
two groups of people.
The glasses are foggy.
Incredibly highly educated people,
mm-hmm.
who are not in the scientific community.
Oh, what?
And
what
then,
are they, why are they wasting their intelligence and
yes,
education?
That's probably the first question. A bunch of people who went to schools like we went to.
Yeah.
And then a group of scientists. And they asked each group to rate both groups in different traits: objectivity, rationality, integrity, open-mindedness, intelligence, and cooperativeness.
Okay.
Both groups said that scientists were better of those things.
I think that is probably what I would say, too, if I was given that option. Objectivity, rationality, I think those are intrinsic requirements of being a scientist, and therefore probably qualities that would raise to the top of a scientist.
Yeah, but I do think on a lesser scale, they are, or maybe on the same scale, they are required of academics in specific fields, too.
Who knows?
But I'll tell you this, Jeff. Both groups may have voted scientists higher.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists voted scientists way higher.
They said that they themselves are way more rational than anybody else.
Like, if this was like the exit survey and it was like slightly agree or slightly, strongly disagree all the way to strongly agree.
Yeah.
Holy shit, did scientists go up to strongly agree?
Scientists are like, yeah, we knocked it out of the park with the rationality.
Yeah, we're the best, we're the most rational.
So they were ironically irrational about their rationality.
Well, yeah, we think so. Here's the thing that's very interesting about this. There's no way to really tell because, like, it's not like the group at Tilburg tested all that.
Right.
They didn't give them objectivity tests for like 3 days and then ask.
It's just about how they perceive themselves.
It's a self-perception test.
Right.
So what this is a big example of in-group bias.
Sure.
In-group bias means if you belong to a specific type of person,
mm-hmm.
you tend to believe that people within that group are better.
Right. Yeah, so, you're one of the Fighting Panthers.
Yeah.
Are the Fighting Panthers better than everybody else?
Hell yeah, they are. We're literal Fighting Panthers, though.
Yeah.
We are giant, super intelligent jungle cats that fight.
Which, you know, we're pretty great.
That makes us better than a lot
of things. We're pretty awesome.
If you're as smart as a human and then as strong and as fast as a panther.
It's pretty good.
It's like, there's a little bit of in-group bias, sure. But also, let's be real.
We have both shiny coats
mm-hmm.
and the strength of a jungle cat.
Yep.
And the intelligence of a bipedal human. So I think we're pretty cool.
And our fight song is super dope. Here comes the Fighting Panthers marching band. Oh, we cannot play most instruments. We still do not have thumbs.
Oh, no. No thumbs.
Thumbs or lips.
Yeah. And we've torn all of the drums to shreds with our razor sharp claws.
So like I said, a little bit of in-group bias.
We lost the Battle of the Bands 8 years in a row. But
we mauled all of the winners.
All came out dead.
Oh, you'll beat us once. Go Fighting Panthers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tend to think that podcast hosts are a little more handsome
than
most
for sure.
people. That's why they choose an audio-only medium.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
I'm not going to question the logic of that.
No, it just makes sense.
I just know that podcast hosts are better looking. So no, there is a certain amount of in-group bias. And what's interesting is scientists are supposed to know that there's in-group bias.
Oh.
Scientists are supposed to correct for bias.
Maybe they did. Maybe they were being modest. being modest. But
they rated themselves super high on modesty because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's the thing is, like, were they correcting for this? Probably not. They probably just do think that they're better. And I have noticed, and I will bring this up, people who read more scientific studies, try to learn more, people who consume smart stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of an air of superiority in the way that I'll say we communicate
sure.
with
of
others.
Of course. You know, I will cop to that as well. But I think that there's inherent bias in the way you and maybe this article are presenting this data, because you are presenting it as an erroneous self-judgment.
Show me your numbers. Show me your work.
Well, there's nothing to say just because the non-scientists didn't rate the scientists as high as the scientists rated themselves, there's nothing to say that the scientists aren't actually accurate about it.
Sure.
Just because they don't line up with the median doesn't mean that their own assessment of themselves is skewed, right? They maybe they just recognize how fucking rational they are. They're just like, we are so rational. I hate to say it, but we are fucking off the charts rational. That's why we got into this profession.
We are the most rational, and we would high five if that wasn't like a flagrant display.
So irrational. Such an irrational thing to do.
It'd be just like a terrible thing to do in this room. And we know that.
We know that.
Because we are the most rational.
Right.
If I go on about this anymore, it will be braggadocio. I am aware of that. So I will stop right now because I'm very self-aware.
That's right.
But not too self-aware.
No.
I'm always able to pull that back and not be like too self-aware or neurotic in the moment.
Let me put this into a context that I think we and our listeners can understand. Dr. Spock of the USS Enterprise.
I'm familiar.
That man would rightfully rate himself off the charts rational.
Mm-hmm.
Some other person might look at Spock. I don't know. Maybe his name is Bones. Maybe his name is James T. Kirk.
Sure.
Maybe those two individuals would look at Spock and go, the guy is really not as rational as he thinks he is.
What would Spock rate himself for open-mindedness?
Aha. Hmm. You're saying he's aware. He's self-aware.
Well, I wonder.
Hmm.
Because here's the other thing. Here comes that in-group bias. For a Vulcan, yeah. Spock is super open-minded.
Yeah. That's
way
true.
Way open-minded.
Yeah. For a Vulcan.
For a Vulcan.
Yeah.
Overall, how open-minded is Spock? Not very.
Not as open-minded as Kirk having sex with blue ladies. I mean, that's pretty open-minded.
It's pretty open-minded.
Yeah, green people.
Spock is an interspecies relationship.
New Spock is.
Yeah.
Did old Spock ever dabble?
New hot Spock.
Yeah. New hot Spock. He'll hook up with a human. But did old Spock, did Nimoy ever hook up with a human?
I think during Ponfar, I mean, anything goes.
But that's not fair. Ponfar is the fire festival of Vulcan interactions.
In so many ways. I think that's the thing is you have to wonder if people can accurately rate themselves.
If anybody can, I think it would be scientists.
Maybe.
I'm going to give them more credit than you are, I think. I'm going to say they rated themselves off the charts. It's because they know how important that quality is to their job and to how they perceive the world. Like your entire worldview has to be filtered through rationality. That's the whole point, is that you have to look dispassionately at a set of data points and come to a rational conclusion.
Well, that's what's funny is a group of scientists looked at this study and they were like, well, okay, your hypothesis is potentially correct. But we have to remember that self-reporting on a small sample size like this is not the best way to collect data because this small group of scientists doesn't speak for all scientists, and you need a much larger sample size to see what all scientists would rate themselves.
Touché.
And then you would need to test, like we said, you need to find some test of objectivity and open-mindedness.
Look at how rational they are about it.
But are they open-minded to hearing that they may have flaws, Jeff?
That doesn't sound like
that. It doesn't sound like it.
No.
So the problem is, the reason why the University of Tilburg wanted to do this, and they're not saying that they're...
They hate scientists
and love kidnapping. The reason they wanted to do it is they know that their results may not be correct. But what they wanted to say was, we need to look at and examine and make sure that we are taking into account overconfidence within the scientific
community. Right.
If you follow a Twitter account like Retraction Watch, things like that, there are so many people pushing studies through.
Right.
Because they believe in their own study. They believe in their results.
But isn't the fundamental scientific concept of peer review in place just to battle that? The whole idea is that you have...
The concern about peer review is that there's a lot of implicit bias and crookedness going on in peer review right now.
Well, that's just an abuse of the system. The system itself is set in place to combat overconfidence, to say, hey, let's pit the community against itself and say, no one is trying to protect anyone else because everyone else is trying to poke holes.
I really wish we could pit the scientific community itself. I wish we could put them in an arena.
Yeah.
And get some more of that scientist on scientist action that I love.
It's so hot. For too long, scientists have been only battling the fighting panthers, and it has been a losing proposition.
Now, that is lopsided. That we will agree that that is a lopsided
It's a
study.
Bloody, bloody affair, yeah. And no one likes to see it. Literally, the only thing they win is the music competition, and scientists, not even particularly musically inclined.
Now, the fighting panthers will argue that they're only sending their smartest scientists.
That's true.
So, it's kind of a loophole.
But you know, their smartest scientists are
they're sort
still
of ringers.
Bloodthirsty killers.
Yes.
They still are. And it's really sad that they could have a life in the sciences and still be that vicious.
But now, Jeff, is it discriminatory if we remove the panther scientists from the arena competition?
I mean, I guess.
You guess?
I guess the fighting panthers deserve to be there, just like anybody else.
Just like
There's
anybody else.
There's so much mauling, though.
I don't know. It's like
so much mauling.
Look, man, it's like when we send the U.S. basketball team to the Olympics.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should have the U.S. basketball team play the fighting panthers. I think that'd be more fair, at least.
None of them can palm a ball.
It's true. LeBron James dunks yet again and loses 3 strips of face flesh.
Yeah. So no, I think all they're trying to say in Tilburg is like, hey, let's make sure that not just in the publishing process, but also in all the other places within scientific study, like changing your hypothesis, changing your methods of experimentation halfway through to like make yourself look better or like better get to your results, pre-registering your study, which a lot of people do.
Right.
Like we just need to be sure that the scientific community doesn't believe that they are the perfect arbiters of everything and they are infallible.
Right. But along with that, they should think that they're really rational. They should feel like they're being rational about it.
Sure.
I applaud the sense of bloated rationality. I want them to feel like that is their most, because I think it would lead to all the things that you're saying.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Perhaps what we need is an independent council made of handsome podcasters and fighting panthers to vote on every study. Somebody from the outside to give it a fresh pair of eyes and claws.
I like it. Although I don't want to sit. When we meet for the meetings, I don't want to be seated next to the fighting panthers.
Yo, that is prejudice as fuck.
I just want to be in my own little area.
Wow.
I just want to be where the handsome podcasters are seated. I don't want to intermingle with the fighting panthers. I'm just saying.
You're a horrible person.
Well,
how many times on this podcast are you going to show yourself to be prejudiced and racist and specious?
At least I'm self-aware of it.
He rates himself very highly on that. How do you guys feel about this? Do you believe that scientists are overconfident in themselves?
Yeah.
Do they believe that they are more rational than they really are? Let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can just hashtag those fighting panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Leave off the G, obviously.
There's no G in fighting.
There's no G. Well, there's one silent G in fighting.
Well, there's no. Damn it. Hoisted on my own petard.
And if you want to discuss this study with fellow concerned citizens, a great place to do that is the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns, or the subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. If you're in the Facebook group, Mike McDaniel, another shout out to you for starting those discussion threads every episode. You're
awesome.
Good man. Good man. And if you're in that subreddit every day, up boats.
Up boats.
That's how that... I'm speaking Reddit.
I don't know.